Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We want to begin by saying happy birthday to Evangelist Renee and dedicating this song to her. It is her favorite.
I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger.
Stronger.
I'm wiser.
Wiser.
I'm better. Much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to.
Declare you made it. Tell your neighbor, never would
never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what it brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have been.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never
could have
made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never could have made it.
I never would have made it. That goes out to Evangelist Renee. Happy birthday. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a word of prayer. And then we're going to get into the lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word, first and foremost, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are, and then we learn who we are. Not only do we learn whose we are, but we learn who we are. And it's all about your grace today, Father God. And I thank you for it. I thank you for your word because it's in your word, Father God. We realize that we are born not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is your word, which make us identify with you. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So if you're the word, and then we get born by the word, if I'm understanding this correctly, Heavenly Father, I thank you that we're like you now because we're living in the word, we're abiding in the word, we're doing the word. I just thank you, Father God, for that revelation. I just thank you that we can truly, truly be like you as long as we are abiding in that word. Because when we're abiding in that word, we're abiding in you. I thank you, Father God, for a safe return for Pastor, for her and her family. I thank you, Father God, that your angels are protecting her all the way. And then, Father God, I just ask you to allow your ministering angels to minister to us. All those that are participating and those that are on the broadcast, I just thank you for your ministering angels that you have assigned to us, that's encamped around us, that are going to be there for us as we need it. And yes, Father God, I thank you for telling me that. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Lord is saying we have to believe in it. It don't do you no good to have a car if you can't drive it. But what good is it? You put to look at it, to admire it. We have angels. We have to believe in it. And if you believe in it, you use them. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for the word that you're giving us today. Pray right now in Jesus' mighty name that you'll continue to encourage us with your word. We ask these in all blessings in Christ's name. and for his sakes we pray. And everybody agree with this prayer, said amen, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
We're going to start today. Well, actually, we can pick off where we left off yesterday. We was over there in, I think it was 2 Corinthians 12. And we'll go there. And we went to the 7th. Verse, and I think I'll just read till the Spirit tell me to stop. The 7th verse says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, buffed me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might be departed from me." And he said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee. For by my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." To the 10th verse. So that's 2 Corinthians 12. And I believe I read to the 7th verse through the 10th verse.
I want to let you know your volume is down. We can hardly hear you.
Okay, are you hearing me now?
Yeah, can hardly hear you now.
Okay. Okay. Well, go ahead on and read it out of the Messenger Bible. That's 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10, and I'll see if I get another connection here, okay? Thank you so much. Let me know. Appreciate it.
2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. "Because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angels did his best to get me down. When he in fact did, was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that, and then he told me, 'My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness.' Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist William. Come to get that feedback.
still having a problem with your volume.
I'm sorry?
There's still a problem with your volume.
Are you hearing me now?
I can hear you, but it's very low.
Very low. Okay. Let's see. Well, sir. You bind up that devil in the name of Jesus right now. Let's see here. What is that? Trying to crank it. Well, brothers and sisters, I am going to do something here for a moment, and we'll see if we can get this corrected. Thank you so much, Evangelist William. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that better? Hallelujah. Let's see here. Is that better, Evangelist William? Okay. Well. Is that better? Hallelujah. Is that better? Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. We just bind that up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to believe that. Pastor, are you hearing me? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, we just go with what we got. Okay. Okay. Evangelist William, are you hearing us? Pastor. Okay. Maybe I'm not being heard at all. Hallelujah. I think this is Evangelist Sharon right here.
You hear me, Pastor?
Yes.
But still, okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you, Evangelist Sharon. Appreciate it.
Okay, can you hear me, Pastor?
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Did you hear the song?
Yes.
Okay, so am I clear now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, praise God. Maybe Pastor come back and somebody else got kicked off too. But praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to go back to 2 Corinthians. And also, listen, brothers and sisters, this subject is about Satan give you the test, but that doesn't define you. Okay, now understand that because you having a test, that doesn't define who you are as far as God is concerned. And one thing about it, when you weak, it's when he makes us strong. And let's not forget that. Paul says, unless I should be exalted. Remember, that's the kind of stuff Satan want you to do. He plays with that. He operate in that area to try to get us to exalt ourselves above measure through the abundance of the revelation. So it was what God had given him that Satan used to make him be exalted, wanting him to be above everything. Just like Satan. See, that's one of his tricks. He does that to try to kill the church. He tried to, for a better way of saying it, you know, he's accusing the brethren all the time to God. And he does this stuff to hinder the ministry. He tried to hinder Paul's ministry. Remember over there in... But that's because he's a deceiver. He always trying to hinder the ministry. But you have to understand first that he's a deceiver. So what he does is he tried to take that word away. So in Matthew 13:19, I want you to read that. In Matthew 13:19, I just want you to see how he operates. If he can get that word out of you, he got you. He don't want you to hold on to no scripture you've ever learned. And I mean, I don't care when you learned it. You could have learned it when you were small. It doesn't matter. Satan don't want you to hold on to that word. Whatever scripture you got when you was younger, if it's nothing but Jesus wept, he'll do everything he can to try to take that. Because over in Matthew 13:19, it reads like this. And some people say, well, when I was saved, no, doesn't matter, brother and sister. When God gave you that, it's all for one reason. So you can live by it. That's what we have the word for, to live by. He says, this is a parable, okay? A parable, what it does is give us a heavenly view through an earthly teaching or earthly idea, something that we can relate to earthly. So that's what this parable about, to show us how God sees it through the Spirit. So he says, when one heard the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catch away that which was sown in his heart. This is he that receiveth the seed by the wayside.
Amen, Pastor. Message Bible, Matthew 13:19 reads, when anyone hears news of the kingdom and doesn't take it in, it just remains on the surface. And so the evil one comes along and plucks it right out of that person's heart. This is the seed the farmer scattered on the road. Amen, amen.
So that shows you, brothers and sisters, Satan tried to remove the word of God from your spirit. And he tries a lot of things. He does a lot of things. He can cause habit in your life through your marriage, through your children, just simple thing as going to the grocery store. It just never ceased to amaze me. Everything at Satan's disposal, he'll use it to get you. I mean, you have friends that'll call you. I mean, you be talking to and you go like, okay, it ain't that serious. But they're going to make a big deal out of it. The old folks used to say, a molehill out of a mountain, something like that. But it ain't nothing. It ain't that serious. But Satan uses stuff like that to get that word out of you. So instead of you blessing somebody, you'll find yourself on Satan's side accusing them. One thing leads to another. Next thing, see, Satan don't let you see that. Because all he want to do is get that word out of you. Because that word says, love them that despitefully use you. See, so that word is there in you. And Satan do everything he can to get that word up out of you. Just to show you, remember how he tried to trap? The Bible says that it's the snares of the devil. Over in 2 Timothy 2:26. In 2 Timothy 2:26. 2 Timothy 2:26. But you got to know, remember, he's a liar now. I can't overemphasize the fact that he's a liar. So whatever he telling you, it's a lie. Doesn't matter. When he say something good, know it's bad. No matter what it looks like. No,
amen.
He lies. That's how he lies like that, okay? So in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, and let's see, I think it's the 26th verse I want to go to. Hallelujah. It says, and that they may recover themselves of the snares of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Hallelujah.
Amen. Messenger Bible reads 2 Timothy 2:6, enabling them to escape the devil's trap where they are caught and held captive, forced to run his errands. Amen, amen.
See, so Satan catches us in a lot of ways. It can be, like I said, it don't even have to be about anything. He'll just take that so he can get you busy working for him. And that's not who we work for. We work for Christ, man. He's our adversary.
Amen.
Remember Ephesians 6:11? We'll go there. Ephesians 6:11. I thank you all for holding on, bearing with me. That was just the enemy trying. But you know what? Let me tell you right now, brothers and sisters. God works that kind of stuff for our good. You got to know that. But that's why he tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. These his tricks. Ephesians 6:11. Read that, please.
Ephesians 6:11. Messenger Bible. So take everything the Master has said. Pardon me? Ephesians 6:7, chapter verse 11. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best material, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. Amen, amen.
Amen. Don't take part of it. Take the whole armor of God. Because Satan coming with his tricks, brothers and sisters. He's coming. Told you yesterday. But remember, that doesn't define you. His tricks is just a test. But it doesn't define who you are in Christ. And you will have some bump in the road. Please be assured. And just like Paul, it seemed like it was a whole, at least a day. Now, y'all got to say it was a day of being tormented by the devil. We just read that over in 2 Corinthians. We read that thing, man. 2 Corinthians 12. We read that. How he went through, that whole day. Because in the morning he prayed. At noon he prayed. And that evening he prayed. The Bible says pray three times. And if you know anything about Jewish custom, that's when they would pray. They'd pray as soon as the sun rise. Then they'd pray at high noon. Then they'd pray in the evening. So he was on his job like he would have been taught that to pray. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, sometimes God don't give you the answer right then. See, a lot of time we want instant answers. God didn't operate like that.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes he tells us to wait. And I like to tell people, I'll say, just wait and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
Because see, it's when we get weak, then are we strong. It's when we are at the very bottom. It's when we are strong. And you have to know that. You have to understand that God, he got you. You ain't got to worry about if he got you or not. But God wants you to go through this little test, but it's not going to define you. But somebody may say, well, why am I going through this? See, God wants you to be so much like him, Satan have no excuses. Matter of fact, he get angry. He get angry because you can pass the test and he didn't.
Yeah.
That's why he always after us. Remember, 1 Peter 5:8? Be sober. You got to pay attention, man. Be vigilant, because he's your adversary. The devil has a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
First Peter 5:8.
Would you like for me to read that, Pastor?
Please.
Yes, 1 Peter 5:8. Keeping a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Amen, amen.
Yeah. See, that's what he want to do. When you think, see, a lot of times, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, right now. I know we're on over a little bit. I want you to know. Satan is, he's sneaky.
Yes.
As long as you're looking at him, he ain't going to throw the rock. He throw the rock when you're not looking, when you're not paying attention. He, you think you're just having a lovely conversation with your family member, and he done twisted that thing. Well, why she gave him something and didn't give me something? See, you don't see that kind of stuff, because that's what Satan works in history like that. He's a deceiver like that. And that person may not even be saved. Really, it's all about him tricking you, because he want to get you off the place you're supposed to be. See, your place is in the ministry. He opposes Paul's ministry over in, was it 1 Thessalonians 2:18? 1 Thessalonians 2:18. I mean, I said it. Find that and read that at the Messenger Bible. But it says, wherefore we had come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. But Satan, y'all need to hear that. But Satan hindered us. He ain't going to stop them, but he will hinder you, see?
Thessalonians 2:18. You can't imagine how much we missed you. I, Paul, tried over and over again to get back, but Satan stifled us each time. Amen, amen.
See, that's what just happened a moment ago with us. Here I am trying to get on the air, and Satan trying to hinder it. I was wishing Evangelist Renee a happy birthday, and Satan trying to hinder it. I started the broadcast, and Satan tried to hinder it. Listen, brother and sister, he'll try to hinder the ministry. I hope you read that thing like that. That's the way I read it.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
But now remember, his grace is sufficient. And it ain't like, well, I got to do this. No. It's unmerited. It ain't nothing you have to do. All you got to do is receive it. That's all.
Amen.
It's none of that. It's none of that business about what you had to do so God can do this and do that. No, his grace, it's not a contract. The only thing you got to do is operate in faith. If you'll receive that grace and operate in faith, that's the way God operates. Oh, well, praise God. Well, see, Pastor had was able to get back on, and I thank God for that. Now, Lost Evangelist Renee, bless God. Okay. Pastor, you'd like to have something to say.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And a great lesson. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for his word, and also wishing Evangelist Renee, happy birthday.
Yeah.
But I was following y'all along, but you had read that from the King James. I think it was 2 Thessalonians 2.
Yes.
And let's see. 18. Okay.
First Thessalonians.
Oh, first.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to the second. Okay, First Thessalonians 2. Okay. First Thessalonians 2:18. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, reading that verse again from the King James. It says, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. So that's why we have to be aware of our, you know, not only our surroundings, but also our mind have to stay on Christ. It says, but Satan hinders us from doing what we would do. But the word also tells us in 1 John, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So that's what we got to know. That 19th verse says, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are all glory and joy. So when we can bind up that enemy when he try to come to attack, and that's what you have to have is God's word and know God's word for yourself. Amen. And we thank
amen.
God for you.
Amen, amen.
And I thank you all for your...
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, I just wanted to say and thank y'all for your prayers.
Yes. I'd like to thank Pastor Back and wish... Evangelist Renee, a happy birthday also today.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a blessing. It's a blessing too, Pastor. Don't let nothing stop him. He be determined to get that word across. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. See, I understand Luke 22:31. Well, Satan don't care, brothers and sisters. I mean, he did this right in Jesus' face. Satan don't care. He'll do whatever it takes to hinder you. I mean, you, why you praying? Why you with the Lord? Why you spending time? Satan be bringing thoughts to your mind to hinder the ministry. I'm reminded over there in Luke 22:31. Jesus said to Simon, he said, Simon, and he called the name twice. He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you. Can you imagine? He desired to have you that he may sift you. As wheat. I mean, right in God's face. That's how Satan operates.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible Luke says 20. In Revelation 12. See, he don't come down to try to destroy us, brothers and sisters. And it's time that the body of Christ fight back. Now, Jesus said to him also now, but I prayed for you. I prayed for you. And that your faith fell not. And when thou art converted, stripping that brother. So it's time for us to start stripping one another.
Yeah.
So I was telling the evangelist Sharon a couple months ago, because of what God then did for her, she's going to have to strengthen other people. See, she hadn't been there. She hadn't been there. She went, when I tell you she went all the way to the bottom, she went there, and she came all the way back up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And God, and she's going to have to strengthen her brothers now. There are people she's going to have to strengthen. And like I told y'all before, I'm just waiting on it. But that's how Satan operates. I don't know how to read it. Read that out the Messenger Bible, if you will. That's Luke 22:31-32.
Yes, Pastor. Luke 22:31-32. Simon, stay on your toes. Satan has tried his best to separate all of you from me, like chaff from wheat. Simon, I've prayed for you in particular that you not give in or give out. When you have come through the time of testing, turn to your companions and give them a fresh start. Amen. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He coming for us. But remember, your test will not define you. If you can just remember that, you're going to get through this. You're going to the other side now. I don't know what lies he's been telling you. Yes, you will make it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you down, don't worry, you're going to get up.
Yes,
if
yes.
You broke, don't worry, you will have, your needs will be met.
Yes.
Amen.
He said he don't want you to know what's really going on because he wants to keep us blind. But he can't work with us.
Hallelujah.
Just hold on to your faith.
Yes.
Pray that your faith don't fail you. That faith is that word. So you hurry up and get that scripture and stand on it.
That's right.
Yes. And stand on it. And stand on it. I mean, there was some serious stuff going on. When Jesus said to Simon, he had to call him again. In other words, hey, pay attention to me. Simon. Pay attention here.
Yeah.
Satan have I'm trying to tell you about him. So you got to stay alert. You got to stay sober.
Yeah.
Satan coming for keeps, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you see him or not. Because, you know, one of the things he does is disguise himself, always hide behind other stuff and other people. So we can say, oh, my aunt did this or my mother did this or whatever he hid between, it was him in operation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna leave it there. Anybody have any other thing they want to share before we dismiss? I thank God for you all. Thank you, Evangelist, Sharon. Let me know I was being heard. I appreciate it. Anybody else?
Amen.
And thank you, Sister William, for Evangelist William, for telling me that y'all couldn't really hear me. I appreciate that. Good looking out.
Amen.
Good looking out.
Amen.
We want you. Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I'm excited about the word, and just want you all to know, if you haven't, you will. If you haven't been tested, just hang in there. But don't let your faith fail you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way your faith can fail you is by not confessing.
Yeah.
That's the only way. So when the devil say you're not, you say you are.
That's
when
he
say you're not healed, so, oh, yeah, by his stripes I'm healed. It doesn't matter if you see it or not, because that's the lies he's going to tell you. Or you don't feel it, because that's the first thing he won't tell you. Well, you don't feel it. He won't tell you you can't do it. See, I told you wasn't going to be able to do it. You wasn't going to be able to overcome that. So keep on confessing. Keep on confessing. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I don't care what it is. It can be drugs. And you can be putting a needle in your arm right now. You just say, oh, Lord, thank you. I'm an overcomer. Go on and shoot it up. Lord, thank you. I'm an overcomer. Now, I know that doesn't make any sense at all. Remember, we're not dealing with sense. We're dealing with faith.
Right. That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm sure somebody right there. How could you tell people to keep on doing it? Yeah, see, if they keep on confessing, that faith is going to rise above whatever Satan is telling them. That faith is going to rise above that. They are free. They are delivered.
Right. say that.
They are sick. But you got to feed the blood. That's how you overcome. You overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. See, Satan don't want you to know that. He don't want you to keep on doing it. He wants you to just bow down and say, yeah, man, you're so weak and you can't make it. And then Paul just told us, it's when you're weak, it's when you're strong.
Yeah.
Not when you're strong, but it's when you're weak. So the Bible says that the weak say they are strong.
Amen.
See, Satan said, that don't make sense. You can't pick it up and you weak. Why are you going to be saying you're strong? That's what the Bible say to say. When you're weak, say you're strong.
Yeah.
Say you're delivered. You say you're delivered when you're not delivered, because that's when you're weak.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Say you've been set free. It's when you're behind the bars. Don't wait till you get out of jail. No, you start confessing that behind the bars.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for delivering me. Thank you for setting me free. Hallelujah. I'm free, y'all. I'm free.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter if they understand it or not. Because, see, your faith is in the balance here. Your faith is what's being tested here.
Yeah.
So don't let your faith fail you. Doesn't matter how many times you slip, how many times you want to do it. You keep on, and one day, trust me.
Yes.
One day is going to get you. I am delivered. I am set free. I don't need another drink, if that's what it is. I'm just saying, you know, people, they got all these different things Satan try to use. That's what I'm trying to tell you now. He'll try to bring it to you. Because remember what Revelation 12 said? He is the accuser. He got to have something to accuse you of. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what he use.
Mm-hmm.
You eat too much. You're going to be big as a house. You got obesity. Whatever he uses to try to hold you down, to confuse you, to strip you of your faith, that's what he uses. He uses everything in his arsenal. So it's important for us to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Not just part of it. Put it all on, because you don't know which way he's going to hit. He hits you on top of the head, you got the helmet of salvation on. He hits you in your chest, you got the breastplate of righteousness on.
Say that.
He hits you at your feet, you got the preparation of the gospel. Let me stop. I'm just right here and start preaching here in a moment. But I want y'all to know. And believe me, I got receipts. I got receipts.
Amen.
I can go get to fix right now. I got some receipts for you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Amen.
But no,
Amen.
At the end of the day, what Pastor said, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe Christ said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So you're not alone.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're not alone. They can burn up the church building. You're not alone.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. You're not alone. They can close the doors. You're not alone.
Thank you.
Always, even to the end of the world. Anybody else?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate y'all. I'm looking for y'all Sunday. Looking for a great review. Evangelist Renee, enjoy the rest of your birthday day. And with that being said,